In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Righteousness.
Yo, Angela
Yee,
I love you.
50% righteousness.
Tell them
righteousness
to sit down.
Right. 95%
righteousness.
Becoming the most prominent forum for hip hop.
Wake your ass up.
It's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I said, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hey, fam.
Hey, fam. What up, Yee?
What's up, Envy? Good
it's
morning.
Thursday.
One more day until the weekend.
That is right.
I'm excited about that.
About the weekend?
Yes, I want to get some sleep. You hear my voice?
Yeah, I've been getting some sleep this week, which has been pretty good. I've been going taking naps. I've been pretty good. I miss my son, though. My son's actually in L.A. He's on his way back now. He went to L.A. to visit some family members. It's his spring break, so he wanted to go to L.A. So he went out there. I told him he can go as long as he worked out. So his uncle, who's from Jersey, said, all right, I'm going to work him out. Took him to the beach, and they did one of them beach workouts where he's doing pull-ups and all types of things. Look like he's in a gymnastics team.
What kind of vacation is that?
That's what he said. He said, Dad, I'm coming here to chill. I'm like, nope, you got to work out. You got to stay fit.
You know, truthfully, I work out the most when I'm on vacation.
Me too.
Because that's the only time that I'm leisurely able to say, okay, I have nothing to do but relax. And the first thing I'll do is I'll get up, go work out, and then go relax for the rest of the day. It's a balance, because then you know you're not going to eat the best.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, I have to work out.
I do the same thing when I'm out of town. I don't have the kids and family, so it's like I have the time to work out. So I just, you know, go work out more when I'm actually out of town. Now, today, Schoolboy Q will be joining us.
Yes, TDE, Schoolboy Q. His album comes out on tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow. I missed this interview. Every once in a while, the station wants us to do different things, and I had to go to the Jacob Javits Center car show that's in town. I had to talk to the kids about furthering their education, so I couldn't make it for that interview, but he will be joining us in the promo. He threatened me. He said he's going to smack this out of me next time I miss an interview.
Damn.
I know, right?
You better miss the next one then, because he might smack you.
He might smack me when he sees me. What's up, Shalom?
Hey, man, let's hurry up and get the show over with,
baby. Why'd you call him Charlem?
I almost said the Webby thing, Charlem McGay.
Charlem McGay. Oh, you know what's so funny?
Charlemagne from Harlem.
That's funny you thinking about that, because today is Throwback Thursday, what? And I was watching the old Webby interview yesterday, because one of our amazing interns, Sim Sima, she cut a bunch of clips from the old Webby interview. So I'm going to be posting some of those Webby clips today for Throwback Thursday. That's funny you said that.
Yeah, because he called him Charlem McGay. He said, my girl Envy. What do you call you?
Angela Lee.
Angela Lee and Charlamagne Tha Guy.
Yeah, but that's like...
No, Charlamagne.
Charlamagne.
The best part of that whole interview was his thoughts on Obamacare. I will be posting that on my Instagram later today. So follow me. C to God. C-T-H-A-G-O-D. And furthermore, let's hurry up and get this show over with. Because tonight, I'll be watching Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, they said Avengers was canceled.
Yeah, right. I got things to do, bro. Okay? Like, go watch Avengers Endgame.
That's not until tonight, man. We got mad time, bro.
I'm old. I got to leave here and go take a nap.
You got to go take a nap.
I got to take a nap for the 7:30 movie tonight, okay?
My goodness.
All right?
All right.
Somebody tweeted about how...
Shut up.
He said that my boy was talking about...
Shut up. All right. Shut up. Don't do that. You're ruining it for a lot of people.
You don't even know what I'm about to say. It's not going to ruin anything.
Yes, it is.
Can I speak?
No.
Thank you. So my boy was talking about all these women that ghosted him, so he decided to get revenge on them. He sent them a meme with the biggest spoiler of Avengers Endgame, and then he put hashtag new type of petty.
Well, the biggest spoiler is that Howard the Duck comes to save the day. Howard the Duck is going to come through and wield the Infinity Gauntlet and kill Thanos.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Spoiler.
I mean, it might
didn't
be right.
Didn't want to throw that out there for anybody.
Daffy Duck is going to be there, too. I don't know.
Howard the Duck. See, Howard's part of the Marvel Universe.
I didn't know. All
not
right.
Daffy.
All right, well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about, Yee?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
What?
Nothing.
What are you talking about? What happened?
No.
We're talking about a dress.
I'm sick. A board up, drum bent over, and then he just was like, oh, man. He was just picking up his hat.
Now, imagine, as a parent, you have to have a dress code just to drop your kids off at school. We'll tell you where they're implementing that.
All right. Oh, man, you got to love this. All right. Let's get to a world premiere.
did we tell them Schoolboy Q going to be here?
Yeah, we said that already.
Okay.
We got a world premiere. We're about to play. We're playing this every hour. Oh, man.
What song is this?
Marshmello.
I heard of him.
Featuring Tyga and Chris Brown. It's called Light It Up.
What's so funny about this?
Nothing. It's just funny to me. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Yeah. All right. Light It Up. Marshmello.
Ain't Marshmello an EDM DJ?
He is an EDM DJ. And the crazy part about it is they better support Drama's record like this, because Drama got a record that's coming out this year that's hot.
Okay.
And Khaled got a bunch of records that's coming out. They better support
first of all
those DJs' records.
You know DJ Khaled is an iHeart.
And they should really support it on the pop station and EDM and the rhythmic station too, not just the urban station.
I was just thinking that. I was like, That ain't right. I wonder how easy is it for hip-hop artists to get their records played on the pop stations.
Difficult.
Yeah.
Difficult.
I can imagine.
Play Drama every hour on the rhythmic station.
On Z100.
Absolutely. That's mad. That's crazy. Anyway, let's get into some front page news.
Now, let's talk about Houston, James.
Wait. The Clippers beat the Warriors last night. 129-121.
Yeah, I think the Warriors just be getting bored sometimes. Like, they got so much talent on that team.
Just want to lose, be like,
I don't think they just want to lose. I just think that sometimes they just don't show up. Like, Kevin Durant will look like Steph and be like, Steph got it tonight. And Steph will look like Draymond and be like, Draymond got it tonight. And Draymond look at Clay and be like, Clay got it tonight. Sometimes they don't.
Nobody got it.
Exactly.
And the Rockets beat the Jazz last night, 193. What were you saying, Aye?
Now let's talk about what happened in Houston. James Madison High School has implemented a dress code, and that dress code is for parents. This new policy, they said, will prepare our children and let them know daily the appropriate attire they're supposed to wear when entering a building. It's called James Madison High School in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So, according to the principal, you cannot enter the school grounds while wearing pajamas, revealing clothing.
Jesus Christ.
You can't wear leggings.
Leggings?
I couldn't survive because I wear leggings all the time. Sagging pants, no low-rider shorts, no short dresses, no low-cut tops. And for women, you can't wear a satin cap, hair curlers, a shower cap, or a bonnet. What do you guys think about that? Some parents are cool with it. Some parents think it's a bad idea. They said it doesn't matter how our parents should come. If we come here belligerent, out of control, things of that nature, that's what you have the police for. But what I wear should never be an issue. I'm not revealing. I'm not doing anything. I don't have any weapons.
Well, I don't know. You know, in the church, they say come as you are, right? But I don't know if I would want you coming in pajamas.
It depends what it is.
You know what I'm saying?
If you're going to drop your kids off at school and you got pajamas on, you hop out of the bed to drop your kids off, I don't have a problem with that. But if you're going to
If you're going
into school, you shouldn't have no pajamas on now.
They said some of that stuff seems a little classist. Does it seem classist?
No, I don't think it's...
The leggings part.
But you do have to take into consideration what people's, you know, lives are. You know what I'm saying? Some people cannot... You know, afford to look presentable. You know, are they really maybe in a rush for real? You know what I'm saying? Like they may be having their curlers in their head because after they drop their kids off, they got to rush to work.
School, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they got their curlers in their head. I don't know.
The pajamas thing I get, but I mean leggings and things like that. I mean, people got to get to work.
Sagging pants is ridiculous. Come on now. You should be a grown ass man.
That is urban. That is ridiculous.
That's stupid. Like you can't be a grown ass father dropping your kids off to school with your pants sagging. Like, come
yourself.
On,
bro.
And since we're in Texas right now, we talked about a high school in Houston. Let's talk about John William King. If that name rings a bell, you'll remember him as the man who helped carry out the dragging death of James Byrd Jr. Remember the story from June 6, 1998?
I do remember that. Actually.
It was James Byrd and two other people. It was John William King, it was Lawrence Russell Brewer, and Sean Berry. They picked up James Byrd Jr. and they dragged him to death. They actually tied a logging chain around his ankles and dragged him behind a pickup truck for almost 3 miles. Really tragic. So right now, he has been put to death by injection.
Dropping the clues bombs for the death penalty. Okay.
Brewer died by injection back in 2011, and Berry was sentenced to life in prison and is eligible for parole in 2038.
Good riddance. You know, let God deal with their souls. Bye.
Absolutely. You know,
they effed up their opportunity here. You only get one life on this planet. Mm-hmm. Ain't no contra code. Okay.
All right.
I think I give a damn about two white. How many white supremacists?
It was,
three,
it was
right?
Three of them all together.
I think I give a damn about three white supremacists that killed the black man. Mm-mm. Bye. Peace.
Pew.
See you later. See you next lifetime. Probably not though, because if you're probably be in hell.
All right. Well, that is front page news. You gonna talk about Bun B and the
Yes, we are.
Okay. Trump with the clues, mom for Bernard Freeman. Damn it.
Shout out to Bun B.
Deacon Bun B.
I guess we'll explain later what okay. with Bun B.
I am UGK alumni. I am UGK positive.
Did right? you call him?
Yeah, I talked to Bun last.
Yeah, I called him yesterday too.
We talked through text.
Yeah, I hit him yesterday too. Just checking up on him. We'll explain what happened with Bun in a little bit. But right now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night, bad morning, or maybe you just need to just clear your mind. 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Wake up, wake up, wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Trav!
Yo, what's up, Envy?
What's up, Trav?
Trav, you don't love us anymore.
No, listen, I've been on, they changed my shift, yo, like, so I work nights now, but I'm going back to my regular shift next week.
Okay, well, you might have to get up early still.
What's up, Char?
What up, sis? How you?
I'm doing good. Envy, they're trying to gentrify your radio station, Envy.
Oh, what you mean? We're playing Marshmello?
Yeah, by playing Marshmello on there.
I mean, I don't mind the Marshmello thing. I just mind, just make sure you have that same energy when it comes to some of our urban DJs and give them the same opportunity that you give an EDM DJ.
Yeah, we just want the balance.
That's all. Just give us the balance.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank
you, man. I just wanted to call and I wanted to say, like, how grateful I am for the Breakfast Club, because, like, through y'all, I've met, like, so many dope and like creative people, like literally on Instagram, that all come from listening to y'all station.
Aww.
And like one of the artists is like Blind Beauty, and I got to do a project with her, and I can't wait for y'all to see it. Like, it's gonna be awesome. Like, she's amazing. Her spirit is amazing. Mm. And I just want to like thank y'all because of y'all, I met her.
So. Look at that. That's so
That's
dope.
Beautiful,
well, shout
man.
Shout out to Blind Beauty, man.
Any new fellatio reports?
That's all right, you care about?
Hey, Trav, you meet any new mouse?
Bye, y'all. Rick.
Yo, what's up, baby? Good morning.
What's up, Rick? Get it off your chest, bro.
Good morning, Charlamagne.
Hey, what's up, King?
The dress code thing in Houston. Just like a couple weeks ago, I brought my kids to Paw Patrol Live, right? And moms there were dressed on the spandex, the boobs out. They had those stupid slippers with the fur on it. Like, come on, it's just, you gotta have some kind of status when you're going out.
Listen,
for Paw Patrol.
They gotta go to the club after, so they getting dressed for the club beforehand, man.
Yo, I saw Ice T there with Coco. She was dressed all crazy too. And I'm like, what's going on here? We just going to Paw Patrol. Like, we not going to the club. Why are your boobs out at Paw Patrol Live? Like, I don't understand. It was crazy.
Yeah, you know what's crazy?
Go ahead.
Now, I was saying people like to act like that's respectability politics, but I don't think it is, man. I don't think looking presentable and asking people to look presentable around the kids is respectability politics, because those kids going to learn from the adults. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And in today's society where everything is kind of, you know, casual, people aren't wearing suits to boardrooms and stuff like that, but they still should have some kind of standards.
Yeah, but let's be honest. You see some of these cartoons, and some of these cartoons be dressed a little crazy.
But that
what the hell kind of cartoons are you watching? What the hell are you watching?
What are they wearing on Paw Patrol?
They be saying crazy stuff sometimes. They be dressed crazy sometimes.
One more thing.
SpongeBob don't be having a shirt on.
Winnie the Pooh ain't got no pants on.
There you go.
Guys, one more thing before you cut me up. Yo, unless you DJ Khaled, JC, Lil Wayne, somebody iconic, don't be playing no Tiger record every hour on the hour, man. Just get out of here with that.
Okay, man.
Damn.
Jesus. All right, thank you, bro. Hits.
I'm not putting Khaled in the same category as Lil Wayne or Jay-Z either. I'm sorry.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Keith, what's up, Keith?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, bro?
Yo, Ivy. Yo, what's going on? Yo, what up, Breakfast Club?
Yo, what up?
EMV. Yo, Angel Yee. Show me the God.
What's happening, brother?
What's up, fam?
Yo, check it. So, I just want to say I have a newfound respect for you, DJ Envy, because I like the way you said those few kind words when you played that little world premiere. Because, first of all, I'm like, who the heck is Marshmello? I didn't know who that was. And, you know, those, you know, that whole, like, you know, you better play DJ Drama and all that, you know, you're always saying, yo, we got to hold the labels accountable and the program directors accountable, too. We can't just be looking at the DJ. So appreciate those kind words you said there, sir.
I don't know about all that. All I said was, just like the Urban Station plays Marshmello, which is an EDM DJ, they make sure the other stations...
Oh, you said you're right. Like we knew who he was. I don't know who Marshmello is.
They think that Marshmello is huge because Marshmello is mainstream, but what they fail to realize is that hip-hop is pop culture now.
Word, facts. And then where in the world is Trey Songz and Chris Brown with the Chi-Chi? Like, that's what I want to hear on the radio. They should be playing that every hour on the hour. Chi-Chi is fire.
Yeah, but
Trey Songz and Chris Brown got a record?
They got a record called Chi-Chi, yeah. Oh. But like I said, yeah, I just want the same love and respect for all the other DJs that put out records. You know what I mean? That's all.
Yeah, facts.
I want to hear Urban, man. I want to hear Drama on the Rhythmic Station. That's all. Thank you, brother.
All right. Shout out to y'all, man. Appreciate y'all.
JB.
What's going on, Envy, Angela Yee, and the God?
Hey,
what's
JB.
What's up, JB? How you
JB,
doing?
What's up? Get it off your
what
chest.
What JB
bro?
Stand for? Just balls?
Kinky this morning, man.
Where did that come from?
But yeah, man. Shouting out my son Josiah, man, my 4-year-old baby boy, man. He's the inspiration for me changing my life around. And I got a new promotion at my job, and with the extra money, I'll be able to promote my brand, Rich Fatherhood. Check me out on Instagram, man, and Twitter.
Rich Fatherhood. I like that.
Now say it with a little enthusiasm.
Rich Fatherhood. I got them for the mothers too, man. Rich Motherhood. I got some good good out there, man. Check me out.
All right, brother. Kershie.
Hi. Oh, my God. Okay, I got her again. So I called you guys a few days ago. Good morning.
Good morning.
I love you every single day. So I just wanted to make sure that you guys did check out my song, because I did send it to you a few days ago again when I talked to you guys. I really would like your opinion. And again, I want to shout out to my dos, because you know next month is Haitian Flag Day.
Sac passe. Now listen, you want me to tell you the truth about listening to your song, or you want me to industry it out for you?
I know you're not gonna listen to it, but at least Envy probably could. What you mean?
Oh, now you're really about to get industry out. Did you listen to the song, Envy?
Yeah, I listened to it.
Oh, yeah,
like it?
No doubt.
Yeah. It was cool. It was cool.
Word.
That's the industry. It was cool.
And then the next thing you say to the DJ, so you going to play it?
Nah, we about to play this new Marshmello record. I'm sorry.
I just wanted you guys' opinion. That's it. If I could keep going or not. That's all.
I haven't even listened to it. I ain't go front.
Nah, I ain't listened to it yet either, bro.
You should. It'll be worth it. I promise.
Sing a little bit of it.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Yeah, no.
Go. Sing.
That was it.
I got my girls in the club tonight. I ain't worried about a thing tonight. If you go back home, just pretend he's gone and leave all lonely.
Woo!
Man, heard it all before. I feel like I've heard that type of record 20 million times
already.
You
probably got to hear it as a real song and everything.
You and the girls going to the club tonight. All right.
You can sing, though.
No, you definitely got to listen to it, though. It's different.
Okay.
All right. We'll check it out, Mama. We gotta get you a new phone.
The only way you can write a record about going to the club with your girls and it be different is if you tell the truth about standing in line to get in free before 11. You know what I'm saying? I'm serious.
I mean, there's not too many
songs that
don't have a theme we haven't heard before, though.
That's not true.
All right, well, get it off your chest.
That's definitely a played out theme.
800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up at any time. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to talk about Bun B and what happened to him at his home. Fortunately, he and his wife are safe, but we'll tell you what went down.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, I haven't F-boy. Heard a lie yet in this room.
F-boy.
Hey, you beige F-boy. Good morning to all the beige F-boys out there. How are you? DJ Envy is leading the charge. He's about to liberate you all.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
DJ Envy. Angela Yee.
Charlamagne the God.
We are the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Lil Nas X.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, it had seemed like maybe Dave East and Lil Nas X might have some type of back and forth, right? But it looks like it's squashed. Now, if you guys remember, people were mad that Dave East said that he didn't like the Old Town Road song, and people were calling him a hater. The internet went crazy. And then Lil Nas X responded.
As I just told me, it's like, I have the number one song in the country. I do not give a f*** about what Dave East is saying.
I mean, both of them are correct. Dave East is entitled to his opinion, and if he doesn't like the record, he don't got to like the record, and Lil Nas X should not care what people think about it.
Well, Dave East had this to say about Lil Nas X on his Instagram story.
Then y'all gonna ask the little nigga what he think about what I say. He ain't supposed to give a f- about what I say. I don't give a f- about what nobody say. He answered right. But the internet, y'all be trying to make it look like it's just, come on, man. I couldn't even get mad at Lil. That's a kid doing his thing, man.
That's the truth.
And by the way, once you put out music or any kind of art, it is open for public critique. And Dave East gave it some public critique. That's it.
All right, now Lil Nas X also might end up changing his name. He posted, Nas is a legend, and I never meant any disrespect by my stage name. I actually might change it in the future.
Let the record show, Uncle Charlotte said that about 2 weeks ago, okay? And I didn't mean it in a disrespectful way, but people were trying to call me a hater for that. All I was simply was saying was, Nas is a legend, and I feel like certain names should be put up in the rafters. Retire them like jerseys. You can't just be running around saying your name is Nas, unless your name is actually
unless
Nas.
Unless his name is really Nas. Yeah, exactly.
Nas is a legend. Put that name up in the rafters, man. X, too, while you at it, because of DMX. But it's just a letter.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know how
Exhibit,
you
can
that.
But definitely Nas, though.
All right, now Taraji P. Henson, Terrence Howard, Brashear Gray, all of them want Jussie Smollett to return to Empire. Okay, so apparently they want to show their support. They put out a letter saying that they want his character to come back. The full letter says, we understand the past months have been difficult to process. Sometimes the headlines brought more confusion than clarity. Yet we now have a conclusion to this ordeal throughout Empire's 5 seasons. Working with Jussie and watching how he has conducted himself throughout his traumatic event, we have come to know not just the character Jussie portrays, but also truly come to know Jussie's personal character.
Lee Daniels, when he was up here on The Breakfast Club, though, he said he don't know what the future for Jussie is on.
Yeah,
Empire.
He said he's not sure.
Said he loves him, though, and that's his son. But
so these are the characters on the show, though. The actors, Gabrielle Sidibe, Nicole Ari Parker, Trey Byers, all of them.
He has to come back, though.
They want him
back. He was found not guilty. I can't see him. You know, he was found not guilty in the court of law. He was not pressed. He was not charged with anything. So they have to. He would sue like crazy.
I mean, R. Kelly was found not guilty, too. That don't mean nothing. I mean, my issue with the Jussie situation is, it's just a thing. Like, it's not, nobody got hurt, is what I'm saying. No harm, no foul. The only person Jussie hurt in that situation was himself. And nobody knows if it's really true. Only people that know if it's true is Jussie, God, and them two Nigerians.
Well, the brothers are actually hurt by this. According to them, they're not getting any work.
Yeah.
It's a defamation situation.
And plus, Empire coming to an end soon anyway. Bring Jussie back just to kill him off. Because somebody got to die when the show's about to be over.
Eesh.
All right, now since you mentioned R. Kelly has lost a civil lawsuit where he's accused of sexually assaulting an underage girl in the 90s. They say the presiding judge issued a default judgment after he didn't show up in court to face the complaint. So now they're saying that the R. Kelly and his legal team have ignored court summonses, and therefore he's lost. So yeah,
what's that mean?
I mean, he didn't show up to court for these accusations.
R. Kelly owing you money nowadays means nothing, by the way.
He wants $50,000 in damages, and she's actually going to be in court next month where she will detail the alleged abuse.
Well, you might as well just try to sell your story, because there ain't no money coming from R. Kelly.
He's got some child support that's past due.
He ain't got it.
He's in the red.
He ain't got it.
All right, and congratulations to Ace Hood. Here's some good news. He got engaged to his longtime girlfriend.
Okay.
I thought they were married already.
No, they've been together for a long time. It's like they were married, but now he's finally officially gotten engaged. So congratulations.
Congrats to Ace Hood, man.
To him and Sheila Marie.
Dropping the clues bombs for Ace Hood. That's how it works. I've been with my woman for 21 years. I got engaged like year 15, 16. I don't remember. you know it happens. You know, that's the way it works sometimes.
All right, and the Sean Carter Foundation. This is a nice thing that they're doing. They're partnering up with Toyota, and they're actually going to take some high schoolers on an HBCU tour. So they're doing a 7-day excursion with some New York and New Jersey area students. And they're going to go to 11 different HBCUs.
Hampton better be
Washington,
one of them.
D.C., Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay,
so between those places. They're going to go to Howard, North Carolina A&T, cool. Morehouse, Spelman.
Cool.
I don't see Hampton listed on here. I don't see
You really don't?
It. I don't know if it
forget
will
that program
be.
Then.
So basically, it's a field trip to HBCUs.
Yes.
Hampton's not on there for real?
I don't see it, but that don't mean that's not where they're going. They didn't mention it.
Hey, kids, when y'all go to Howard, if you see any white dog walkers, heckle them, all right? If you see any white dog walkers on campus at Howard, heckle them, kids.
Hold on, let me go look it up and see if...
Hampton has to be on there. If they're going to Howard, which is beneath us. They have
don't
to go to
say
Hampton.
That's not, come on now. You got to show love to all the schools.
I do. I shout out to Howard.
I ain't going
to
front though.
I got to say beneath us.
I'm just joking. Out of all the HBCUs, you cannot deny Howard got the best alumni.
They do.
Howard alumni. Okay, that's honest.
Spelman and Morehouse have some great alumni as well.
Nothing like Howard.
I don't know if they got Howard. Howard got Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., bro. Howard got Chadwick Boseman. Howard got Kamala Harris.
I mean, they got Diddy.
Halfway.
Halfway Diddy.
Diddy got an honorary degree from
Howard? Yeah, he got an honorary degree.
A lot of people can't. Thurgood Marshall. Like, Howard lit.
Anthony Anderson.
Anthony Anderson went to Howard?
Yes, he did.
I thought he went to Hampton.
No.
Taraji P. Henson.
Taraji went there.
Yeah. Howard got them beat, bro. I'm sorry. I don't know any other black alumni from any HBCU better than Howard.
Now, Howard got
That's
it.
Just my personal
That's
opinion.
Not hands down.
But don't
Howard
listen
does.
To me. I didn't go to college. I sold crack.
No. You're right, though. Hampton's still not on that list?
We'll
get Hampton on that list.
Yeah. I mean, it might be. I just don't see the full list here, so I don't know.
And shout out to all the HBCUs. I like to support all HBCUs.
They definitely mentioned Howard, though.
Yeah, I mean, we should put more of our kids in HBCUs. So shout out to all the HBCUs.
Jay-Z may not want to go through Virginia, though. He probably still got warrants in Virginia for old dope charges.
That is true, too.
I'm just playing.
That is true, too.
You think Jay-Z's going on a tour with them?
That is true, too. No. He has some old warrants.
He might just pull over the bus because it says that's Doc Carter on it.
Goodness, all right. Gracious. I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
Old warrant from 88.
Listen up, fam.
All right. Now, when we come back, we got front page news. What are we talking about?
Oh, well, there's an official announcement, and we have that for you.
Okay, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, that was Marshmello featuring Tag and Chris Brown.
You love that song. You've been playing it all morning.
I just want to know how easy is it for hip-hop records to get played on...
Rhythmic and pop stations?
On their pop stations.
Almost impossible.
That's all I want.
Very difficult. Very difficult. They make a lot of the music you have to spin or has to be playing for a certain amount of time before it can go there. Very, very difficult.
Just give people that don't need alley-oops, alley-oops.
I just want to see that, you know, when Drama releases his record, I know DJ Drama's releasing his record this year, I want to see that on a rhythmic station like Marshmello was on the Urban station. Same thing with, well, Khaled already had that.
Drama better get a feature from Justin Bieber and Justin Timberlake, Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber, something.
My goodness. All right, well, let's get in some front page news. Sports. Clippers beat the Warriors 129-121. The Rockets beat the Jazz 193. What else are we talking about, Ye?
Now, let's talk about Joe Biden. He has officially made his announcement that he's running for president in 2020. Now, here's his video that he posted on Twitter. He talks about the Charlottesville, Virginia situation with the white supremacists They left one woman dead, and Donald Trump's comments that there were some very fine people on both sides of the violent encounter.
I believe history will look back on 4 years of this president and all he embraces as an aberrant moment in time. But if we give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation. And I cannot stand by and watch that happen. The core values of this nation, our standing in the world, our very democracy, everything that has made America, America is at stake. That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for president of the United States.
Let me tell y'all something. Broism is real. The Obama effect is real.
Yeah.
Because the fact Joe Biden stood so close to Obama, he was the VP, makes these Negroes love him. But I will keep reminding y'all that 94 crime bill, y'all hate the Clintons over, Joe Biden wrote that. So that same smoke y'all give the Clintons, that smoke y'all give Kamala Harris for being a prosecutor and locking people up, y'all better give Joe Biden that same smoke. And I don't have an issue with Joe Biden. I just want consistency. Keep that same energy, because nothing got more black and brown people locked up than the 94 crime bill that Joe Biden wrote.
Well, right now he's leading everyone, even Donald Trump. And he's also older than Donald Trump. If he does win, he would be the oldest person ever elected president.
Really? How old is he?
Y'all Negroes still inconsistent.
What?
How old is Biden?
He's 76.
76, okay.
Yeah, so if he does win, then he would definitely be the oldest.
I just want consistency. Because they hate Kamala Harris because she was a prosecutor.
Correct.
And she got black and brown people locked up. They hated Hillary because Bill was the president when the 94 crime bill went through.
Mm-hmm.
But Joe Biden actually wrote the crime bill, and they doing backflips.
Did you feel weird when Obama had him as vice president?
No.
Why not?
I actually didn't know he wrote the 94
crime
bill
when
he was vice president with Barack Obama. But
I think for a lot of people, they just want Trump out, and they feel like he might be the best way to get Trump out.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think for the conservatives, they're comfortable with him. And then for the liberals, they look at it like, okay, he was with Obama, and we like Obama.
I have no problem with Joe Biden. All I want people to do is keep that same energy and keep that same consistency when it comes to pressing everybody else on their record when it comes to locking up black and brown
people. Are we going to ask him and press him if he comes up here? I'm sure he'll be up here.
Because once again, Joe Biden wrote the 94 crime bill. At one point, he even called it the Biden bill himself. So keep that same energy.
Is Biden better than Trump?
Come on now.
Just want to make sure. All right. And in Houston, James Madison High School has implemented a dress code. And the dress code is not for the students. It's for the parents. According to the principal, the school does not want parents wearing leggings, no sagging pants, no pajamas, nothing revealing, no low-rise shorts, no short dresses, no low-cut tops. And you can't wear your satin cap, your hair curlers, your shower cap, or a bonnet on your head.
So no do-rags either, huh?
It didn't say no do-rag.
That's a satin cap,
that's
I guess.
A satin cap, yeah.
Is this a public school, a Catholic school, or a private school?
I'm not sure. James Madison High School. I don't know if it's public or private.
I know people like to say, you know, when people tell you how to dress, that's respectability politics, but there's nothing wrong with looking presentable. Especially if you're a parent, because you're influencing
depends,
the kids.
It depends, though, bro. It depends.
One mother couldn't enroll her daughter at the school because she showed up wearing a T-shirt dress and a headscarf.
What is a T-shirt dress?
A dress is, it's like a long T-shirt, but it's a dress. Like, you know. A T-shirt dress, exactly
t-shirt
what
dress
it sounds
and a
like.
Skull.
But sometimes parents are running, I would have to say. I didn't see a lot of parents in pajamas drop off their kids and take care of things. Some people got numerous kids. They're trying to get to work. They're trying to get everybody out. They're rushing to get things happen sometimes.
You definitely can't pull up in no pajamas. And I
see a lot of people in pajamas.
I would never, you know, hold somebody accountable for pulling up with curlers in their head, too.
Ask your wife.
If you got another appointment on the way,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Say, imagine you going to work after you dropping your kid off to
right.
school. You got the curlers in your head because you got to look presentable when you get to work.
But ask your wife. If your wife drops off your daughters, I bet you she sees a lot of people in pajamas. In the suburban, they all wear pajamas all the time to drop their kids off. Kids go to school in pajamas
yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah, but when we drop the kids off, it's a line. So it's the cars pull up and the kids just jump out. It ain't like the parents jumping out.
Yeah, you're not going inside
with
the school.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not jumping out in my onesie, walking around the school.
You
well,
onesie?
You can't even go on the school ground, so.
You don't judge me, bro.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that
you
is.
You got the hole in the back?
What is. Yo,
what?
You,
dude, why would onesies have a
like
hole
that
in
again.
The back?
I think I won't go to HR. Okay? Flirt me like that again and think I won't go to HR on your ass.
I'm gay.
Wow.
You're going to stop with these clips, man.
I knew you were.
You're going to stop with these clips.
See,
all right.
This agenda you pushing has to stop.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why you pushing this agenda
me?
So much. My God.
I'm not playing with you no more, man. All right.
Aww.
Is that part of your Illuminati contract? Do you have to push this a certain?
What are you talking about? My goodness. All
I
right.
feel awkward.
You should. That is front page news. Now, when we come back, Schoolboy Q will be joining us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so mad that I missed this interview, but I had
he
to do
it. He was, too.
Yeah, no, I had
to.
He's
gonna smack you.
Yeah, he said he was gonna smack me if I missed another interview. But I had to do talk to the kids at the car show about furthering their education. So I missed this interview, but Schoolboy Q.
Get smacked up.
When we come back, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Dangerous Morning Show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee. I don't know where the hell Envy went at, but we got a special guest in the building. My man Schoolboy Q is here.
My N-word. What up, everybody?
I feel like Q comes here every 2 years.
Yeah, we don't get to see him much. That's when he puts out his album.
Yeah,
I don't put music out till like every 2.5 years at least.
I respect that, though. I respect that about the whole TDE. Like, y'all keep a low profile.
But we get to hear the Black Panther soundtrack and things like that. In the meantime, some great guest appearances also. But I think albums should be great quality.
Yeah. I mean, I just want to switch it up every album. Like, I just want it to sound completely different from the last project. That's my goal every time. My voice, my pattern, my beats, my features, everything.
Even on Num Num, you sound completely different three times on the song.
Yeah. My voice. Honestly, my voice was going out on that. I think I just came back from a show and I was losing my voice and it actually worked. It sounded kind of hard.
How do you switch it up, though? Do you do new drugs?
I don't do drugs no more, man. Come on, dog. Don't do me like that.
What do you do?
It just take time. That's what 2 years take.
Yeah.
I mean, you just, because you get your first year of trying to record the album, you in the same pocket as your last album. Mm-hmm. Same beat, same. So it takes a year just to get out of that pocket, at least for me anyway.
That's dope. That's kind of like being an actor. When actors play a role, they got to take some time between the next role.
Yeah. Like right now, I'm not even in the studio at all. I'm not doing verses right now. I got a lot of verses I have to do too, man. I don't want to miss some of these verses either.
Like who?
Come on, man. I don't want to do that. They may cut me off. You know what I mean? I don't want to do all that.
You did a lot of features last year too, though. See?
Here and there, I did a few, like five. People that I mess with, you know what I mean? I don't really do songs with people that I, like, know personally, unless I just feel like you can, like, help me out. Like, ain't nobody gonna tell, like,
wait, now hold
Drake
up.
No.
Who's ever cut you?
You know what I mean? So, Drake, if you ever want to send me something, I'm gonna...
Who's ever cut you from a song, though? Has that happened? I can't imagine.
I don't remember. I'm pretty sure. It happened before, but I don't remember who did it. It was, like, one or two people. I probably gave some trash.
What if Kendrick and SZA cut you from a song?
Kendrick cut me from a lot of things.
No.
Yeah. I mean, but never a verse, though.
So what did he cut you out of?
Like, I'm going to have you do this, and then he never hits me.
And then you hit somebody else on it.
Yeah. Like that. You know what I mean? I never actually did the verse. And somebody else is on it, and he's like, oh, no, not that one.
Well, do you bring it up to him later? Like, hey, man.
We'd normally be getting ready to go to the studio or something. I'm about to pull up. Oh, then, you know, he's like, oh, don't even worry about it. I'm not even going to finish the song or I'm done. It's not going to be on the album.
Now, what about this album? Because you did push it back, obviously, to because of Nipsey Hussle's passing. Did you change
and
anything?
And Mac.
Yeah, and Mac Miller also before
that. It was supposed to come out last year.
Did anything change from when it was first supposed to come out until when you
like
did
it? I did Num Num Juice. Mm-hmm. That's about it. I was writing this album for so long, man, and like I switched it up for so long. I had it super introspective. I had it super just all bangers. Then I just kept switching it up. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know what the we talking about.
The album changing from when you first were supposed to put it out.
Yeah. You told us you're not on drugs no more, Q.
Oh, yeah, I just got off the flight, man. Like I felt like I just got off the flight and I just went brain dead. Right? I haven't smoked weed yet, dude. You understand? Like, I have to smoke. I have to. This is my coffee. First day of coffee. Like, bro, I'm just a little off right now.
Because you had
man.
A listening party last night.
Yeah, so I'm still like.
What time you left that?
Bro, I had to leave my own party early to get on the flight.
Yo, somebody texted me last night and was like, I'm at Q listening party. The album dope. And I'm like, Q listening party? Ain't he supposed to be in New York?
Bruh, I'm telling
just
you, bruh.
They came straight here.
Me and the homies, we walk into the thing. We faded. We like, bruh, this is about to be a rough flight, bruh. Like, I don't go to flights drunk. You know what I mean?
You ever get frustrated with, like, coming up with the release dates? Because I always see people like, when is my album coming out? And then I see the back and forth, you know, with Top Dog and with the label and everything and the politics.
It's really no, honestly, bro, people be having it so messed up over there at TDE. They think, like, Top be, like, holding our albums. They don't get that, like, bro, we take a long time, like, all of us. Like, I don't, it just happens to be like that. Like, Top, I mean, I'm pretty sure he likes making money, too. Like,
does anybody come to you and say, okay, I think you shouldn't put this song on or take... And,
Of course, all the time. I mean, I don't do nothing without my four homies, my three homies listening to it. Like, I don't do nothing without... J-Rock, Kendrick, and Absol's Blessings first. I mean, Kendrick does all my albums. Like, Like, he'll have credits on all my shit, because I'll do the lyrics and I do everything, and he'll hear something, oh, drop the beat out, or, oh, cut this verse off, or you get this verse too long, you know what I mean, or do something. He always been a nerd with me or whatever, like, because I used to be his hype man, so I think he just, like, feel like he's obligated to always help me or some shit. So anytime I do an album, he takes it, and he, like, just drop beats out. He put ad-libs. If you're listening to my albums, Kendrick has ad-libs all through all my albums, you know. Like, he just pretty much do all my ad-libs and song placements and stuff like that. So Kendrick always has, like, credits on all my albums.
Do you feel pressure, especially with the year J-Rock had last year?
Nah, that's my dog. He's supposed to have that year. Ben was supposed to have that year. You know what I'm saying? Right. Ben supposed to have that year, you know?
Yeah, because I saw you on Instagram and you was asking J. Cole, what is that goddamn machine that get those screams popping?
I'm trying to figure it out. Yeah, like, bro, you saying all that, you letting the cat out the bag, but you won't really let the cat out the bag. Like, I'm really trying to meet Felix. You know what I mean? Like, come on, bro. You messing around. Like, I still ain't found the machine yet, bro. But no, I was joking, though, man. But bad people was, like, hitting me in my DMs about it, too. I was like, dude, I was joking, man. I'm not really trying to, like...
Because you signed the TDE, which is a subsidiary of Interscope. Ain't no bigger machine than that. So if anyone knows where all the fake industry tricks are, it's Interscope.
Bro, if anybody... Y'all know I'm a comedian, man. I love joking around, just messing around, bro. That's just who I am, bro. I'm not... You know, there's some people here to heal you in different ways. Some people to give you motivational speeches. Some people here to just make you laugh.
You say that till they bring that machine and they say, how many screams you want
500,000 first week. And I'm like, it's Kendrick or something.
We going up. 500 first week.
Nah, we good, though. We going number one, man. I ain't worried about it. Easy money layup drill, dog. You gotta be positive, man. You know, my last one went number two. I actually went number one. I want to go back number one again. Let's see if I can do it again, man.
It also seems like it's important to you to help out other newer artists, too, right? And embrace them.
Man, my job now, dog, is I just want to mess with everybody from L.A. now, dog. Like, all the little homies, bro, they going up. L.A. going up right now, bro. It's like a whole little wave out there right now, bro, and it's going up big time. So I just want to mess with the young homies, you know? Like I said, every album, I want to do something different. Next album, I may have a bunch of young homies from the city out there. You know, I don't know what I'm going to do next album, but I just know I'm going to switch it up. I know I want to mess with the young homies.
I was listening to the album. I was listening to Attention.
Oh, Attention, yeah.
Did Nas really tell you that you're the best?
Mm-hmm. Not lying.
No, okay.
he was in contact. Like, what was that conversation?
I mean, maybe like, because he's my favorite rapper and he had to spit something back and he's probably spit some cap at me like,
oh. Hey, Raj, you know you're my favorite rapper. Because you told him.
Too.
Yeah. He probably gassed me up. I don't know.
You're like,
I don't
Hey, that's a bar. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I go to the Grammys and stuff with just me and my daughter. Nobody, dog. Not even no security, nothing. My daughter wanted to go to the Grammys. You know, I'd have been nominated mad times for the Grammys. I never went. And I'm sitting right next to Jay-Z. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm just sitting there like, yo, this is sick. I'm chopping it up with Jay. So, like, yeah, everything I'm talking about is real. Dre, the reason I got my deal.
Dr. Dre?
Yeah, I guess they was playing my music for him, and he was like, yeah, I like him. And it was like a song I had. And he was just like, yeah, I like this song. He was already dealing with Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
And they signed me, like, off of something.
Top was like, F that. No. Oh, Interscope signed.
Interscope, yeah.
Oh, so you was with TDE, but then...
I've always been TDE day one. But Interscope wanted me after that.
All right, we got more with Schoolboy Q when we come back. Let's get into his new joint. This is Chopsticks featuring Travis Scott. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Chopsticks. Schoolboy Q featuring Travis Scott. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Schoolboy Q still here. Yee.
What means a lot to you now? You talk about you want this album to be number one again, right? You want to have another number one album. But what else matters to you when it comes to the awards and
everything else? Award stuff don't matter, man. Awards don't matter to me, dog. Reviews don't matter to me no more, dog. Because I always been the highly reviewed artist. Like, everything, like, especially Blankface, dude. That joke was like... 8 out of 10 everywhere, 9 out of 10 everywhere, A-, A+, A-, that shit didn't do nothing. So I'm like, bruh, all you dog. Who are you? Like, where are you at? All you that's reviewing this shit, why are you ain't at the show? Like, where are you at? And when I play this shit, you be loving. Why you ain't going up at the show? That's why I be playing all the turn up. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you play the album for your daughter before you turn it in and everything and see what she turns up to?
Yeah. She always liked the catchy stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. She don't really care for anything introspective. And there's some she's talking about like popping something. She love violence and shit too. So she like G Herbo and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like before every soccer game, we gotta play Swervo. I fuck with G Herbo, obviously. Yeah. I mean, I introduced her to him. You know.
How old is she?
She's 9. She'll be 10 tomorrow.
You don't think that's a little too much for a 9-year-old?
Nah, my daughter a gangster, bro. I don't censor nothing from my daughter. Well, all that rated R, you go watch it. Let's go.
You explain
it in here? Yeah, that's how you got here.
So you don't feel like it's nothing you should keep her from early on?
No, nothing.
That's how you was raised?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Let her see what's happening. Like, let her know it's real.
Like, did she go to, like, regular school?
Nah, she do homeschool.
Oh, okay.
So she's, like, way advanced more than, like, regular kids.
What made you decide homeschooling?
I'm going to put it like this. My daughter hates school, right? She hated it. She would always start off good in school, and then she started telling down. Did she fail? No, she never failed nothing. But it would be like, oh, it's an A student. And it's like, oh, see. She hated it. Never really went to friends' parties. Never really went to none of that. She said she don't want to go, so I took her out of class, put her in homeschool, and now she learned more in a few months of doing homeschool than she learned a whole year of school.
Yeah, so it makes
more
sense.
Now she does. They did a test on her. I think she's like, everything's on the 6th grade level.
Oh,
like
all right.
In the 4th grade.
Schoolboy Q tour coming up too?
Of course, man. I got to get this chili, bro. I'll be going for a few years, bro. I got a tour. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be like B.B. King, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be touring until I'm 80, bro. I don't give a fuck if it's 30 people in there. I'm showing up, and I'm still jumping up and down. Tell you. 80. Saggy and Savoy, dog.
How did that work with the kids at the house, though? With your daughter, at least.
She going to be grown as
No, I'm talking about now, Q. I ain't talking about
not B.B. King.
I mean, no, I'm good, though. Like I said, I chill for 2 years
at a time.
So, I mean, I'm home. So when I dip, it's like, oh, he's gone. Like, you know, he'll be right back and I'm gonna be back chilling, back at soccer practice, back playing golf like I never left, you know what I mean?
Why does golf give you such a peace of mind?
It took me outside, because every day for mad years, since like 2011, my whole life was be at home until something happens. I mean, watch TV or do something, then studio. And then I reached the fame point, and now when I try to go to the store, it's like, Schoolboy Q, oh, such and such. You see weirdos doing like this. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. And then you get... You start hiding because you don't feel comfortable going places. So now you're really in the house. You get what I'm saying? And then you just walking by, being the thinking you just Prince or something. And everywhere you go, you got your hood on, looking down, and you see somebody. You know what I mean? You looking away. They probably don't even know who you are. You know? But you just like
your anxiety kicking in.
Yeah. So anytime I make eye contact with people, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Because I just don't deal with like the fame part of it too well.
Now I didn't want to ask you this question, but our producer is a super huge fan. And by the way, he had on his Schoolboy Q sweatshirt and he took it off.
He took it off.
Why did he take it off?
He didn't want you to think he was right.
Yeah. I was like,
you know, you're scared to just say what's up and celebrate.
Rap is the only genre where they do that, dude.
He came in and I said, oh, you wore your Schoolboy Q sweatshirt today? I see you. And he took it off.
Come on, dog. Yeah. Come on, man. You going to do me like that? You going to take the shirt off.
All right, go put it back on.
Put it back on. He going to autograph it for you, Dan.
I was trying my hardest not to have to ask you this question, but he texted it to me because he's a super fan.
Okay.
And I know you get this question every single time. There he goes.
He really got that joint.
he loves it.
He wears it all the time.
He's legendary. That's right.
So he wants to know about the Black Hippie album. Is that
coming? Dude. Bro, we 30-something years old,
He texted it to me.
Bro.
And then he goes, look at your phone.
Man, hey, look, Black Hippie is probably never going. I keep saying it over and over again, bro. No matter how much y'all want it, bro, the chances of us all getting in the studio at the... All right, look, check this out. If y'all want Black Hippie so much, tell one of the other artists to start it, and then I'll send my verses in, okay. Or I'll come to the studio.
But y'all all be in the studio together anyway, though.
Yeah, but we be working on our own stuff.
Yeah.
We don't put music out for every 2 years. Like, when are we going to put the Black Hippie album out? Like,
so y'all never even started it?
Never. Never thought about trying. Never came up with a title. Black Hippie was just a name that I came up with. For when we're all on a song together. I just didn't want this to be like Kendrick Lamar, Absol, J-Rock, Schoolboy Q. Like, you get what I'm saying? It's like Black Hippie. It's never was supposed to be like, oh, this is the album that's coming. Like, but yeah, I'm with it though, but I'm really not with it. But yeah. But I'm with it, but yeah.
What happened to the Schoolboy? Wasn't it the Schoolboy and Mac album at one point?
Never, man. Me and Rocky was gonna do one. But Man, yeah, never with Mac. Me and Mac did a lot of records, but never like an album we were talking about.
Do you ever hesitate when female fans ask for pictures that it might be
misinterpreted? But I just don't touch females no more. Like, arms around, I don't do that no more. I don't hug women no more.
Me two times up, women shut that shit down.
Yeah, right? You have to say, I do hugs, because I don't do that no more. You know, and now women are looking at me crazy. I'm like, wait, I thought motherfuckers was tripping on this type of shit. Y'all never wanted to be touched, and now motherfuckers is like, oh, you don't want to give me a hug? It's like, damn, I thought this was the new wave. Like,
but if she says, can I get a hug? Then,
I mean, yeah, I'm going to do it. Yeah. But for just meeting somebody, I'm cool, bro. I don't know what's going on out here, bro. I don't know. I'm cool. I don't mess with people's kids. Mm-hmm. Like, when my daughter and her friends is over, I dip. I'm telling you, I dip, bro. I dip.
You can't even be in the house. That's crazy.
Every now and then, I just can't do it, bro. Like, picking my daughter up with her friends from soccer practice, and I got to take the friends somewhere, and it's like, bro.
Now you a daddy now. That comes with the territory.
Yeah, but I just don't feel right, man.
I get what you're saying, though.
I got somebody else's kid in my, like, as my possession right now. I'm, like, super responsible for somebody else's kid.
And vice versa. I'm the same way with my daughter. Like, if my daughter's at her practice, yeah, and she's like, can I ride with such and such to her house? I'm like, I don't know about all
that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, that, too. Like, man, you going where? They white, too? Like, man. Yes. We gonna eat mad mayonnaise over there. It's gonna be all mayonnaise. And just some weird shit.
Why they can't come to our crib?
Man, like, we got a big crib. Come to the crib, like, pull up. Like, why they don't want to come here? I'm gonna just go. I'm gonna just dip.
Are you answering DMs?
Hell nah. DMs is a that's fake, man. Cause you might get hit with the
don't say it.
Yeah, you might get hit with the thing.
What about if they have a blue check and somebody that no, you can't answer the blue check.
Don't even do it to yourself.
You don't need. I'm a good man, dude. I'm a good faithful man, dude. I'm loyal to my daughter and shit, you know what I mean? I would never disrespect her in no kind of way, man. I'm a good man, dude. Really, really good faithful man, dude, out here.
Word. Crash Talk is out right now. It'll be out Friday, actually.
It's Crash Talk, bruh.
Yeah.
Friday, bruh. New chapter, baby. We going up, man. You know what I'm saying? R.P. to Mac, R.P. to Nipsey, man. We going up, man. You know what I'm saying? Groovy Tony. Oh, I killed Groovy Tony. Groovy. Yeah, I killed Groovy Tony. There's no more Groovy Tony.
So it's just Groovy?
Yeah, just Groovy.
It's Schoolboy Q. It's the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy.
Hello.
Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What's happening?
Hi,
good morning.
Shout out to Schoolboy Q for joining us this morning.
Yes. Yes. Crash Talk will be out tomorrow.
Well, for joining me and Charlamagne.
Yeah, I had to run. I had to jet out.
They had the runs? It happens sometimes.
They had
me
talking to the kids at the Jacob Javits Center car show, so I was talking to the students.
Crash Talk will be out tonight at midnight, by the way. Schoolboy Q's new album.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, you know what? We never talked about Bun B. I know you said we was going
to
talk about Bun B. Oh, okay.
Next rumors. Right. We only had one.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way. So we talking about Bun B.
Yes, we are.
Okay. All right. We'll get to all that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Now, I want to start this off by saying I'm very happy that Bun B and Queenie are okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, me too.
After somebody tried to break into their house. Now, I'm going to give you the breakdown of what happened. Bun B and his wife were in the house. The doorbell rang around 5:45 p.m. yesterday. His wife answered the door. She thought it was an Amazon delivery person. That's when the armed suspect, who they've already identified as Demonte Jackson, who was wearing a mask, demanded property. He tried to force his way into other homes in the neighborhood, and he successfully forced his way into their home and put a gun to Queen's head.
Mm.
Now, there was a video of a person. Neighbors did identify Demonte Jackson as that person. He's wearing all black, and he's casing the townhome development just near NRG Stadium. Once he forced his way inside, that's when Queen got really smart, and she was in fear of her life, of course, because there's a gun to her head. She's telling him, please don't kill me, please don't kill me, but she did try to take him to the car and tell him, just take the car, take the car. Now,
yeah, he was trying to walk upstairs, and she told him, don't go upstairs. Nothing's upstairs. Just take the car and go.
Just take the car. Now, Bun B got his gun, went downstairs, and found them in the garage. And that's when there was an exchange of gunfire. And Demonte Jackson ran away shortly after. Demonte Jackson showed up at the hospital with a gunshot wound, and they did identify that it was him that forced his way into their home.
Shout out to Bun B for protecting
his
house.
Dropping the cool bombs for Bun
B. Protecting his home, protecting his queen.
Thank God for the Second Amendment. Okay, you know, the right to keep and bear arms. You
absolutely.
Know, this is what two-way is all
scary.
About.
Now, DeMonte Jackson was treated at the hospital and then arrested for 2 counts of aggravated robbery with a weapon and 1 count of burglary. Right now, Bun B cannot publicly speak on this situation because clearly it's still ongoing.
Right. Bun B had every right to blow his brains out. And
absolutely.
Guess what? Wasn't nobody going
right
to hashtag no DeMonte Jackson on Twitter
nope.
or social media because you absolutely would have deserved to get one to the head. So
absolutely.
Clearly, God has another plan for you, DeMonte Jackson, because you should be deceased right now.
You put a gun to that man's wife's
come on now.
Head. You should
come on
be
now.
You should be taking a dirt nap forever. Like, you should not be alive.
And salute to Queenie. I don't know why y'all would want to be with anything other than a black woman, simply because if you listen to what the lawyer mm-hmm. said that she wouldn't let him go upstairs because she knew Bun B was up there, and she didn't know if her husband was being targeted or not.
Correct.
God damn it, drop on the Queenie
yes.
bombs for black women. Why would you ever marry anything else?
That was the wrong house. But I see the thing I don't understand, it's a gated community. People seen this guy going to different houses. Nobody called the police. Nobody said, hey, this is a strange-looking guy.
Yeah, I don't know why he was still walking around after people saw him.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Well, he won't be walking around no more.
In the neighborhood. All mm-hmm. right, now let's discuss some beef that's going on. WAC 100 has some issues with E-40. I don't know what this beef is even about.
Only WAC 100 would beef with E-40. Salute
right.
to my guy, WAC, man.
E-40?
Salute to the OG E-42. What are y'all beefing for?
All right, well, here's what WAC had to say.
He turned around and go call everybody else and start adding names to it. No, I told you, E-40, I don't f*** with you. I done called your phone, you don't want to pick up. I told you 2 months ago I didn't f*** with you with the f*** that you did. I told you, Earl, you, f*** you. Either run the bag or it ain't happening. You know what time it is.
And WAC 100, just for the people out there, he's the one that manages Game. He's also one that founded Blueface, not the other.
One thing you will never say about WAC is that WAC isn't consistent. Anybody can get it. I don't know what WAC and E-40 got beef for, but it sounds like it's over money, so everybody need to mind their damn business. I don't know why this is on social media. I wish they could just...
How can we mind our business when it's on social media?
I know, that's what I'm saying. I don't know why this is on social media. That they should be having these conversations behind the scenes, but it is what it is.
They two good brothers. I don't know why they just haven't reached out and just squashed this out.
All right, now let's
talk
about...
I think for it to get to this point, they probably already did have behind-the-scenes conversations.
Mm. Now let's get into former NBA player Sebastian Telfair. You know, he was up here on The Breakfast Club recently, and mm-hmm. he did have a issue he had to go to court for, and he was facing that felony criminal possession of a weapon, and he had to go to court yesterday, and he was found guilty yesterday. Now, if you remember, when he was in The Breakfast Club, he had this to say.
Are you nervous about the trial?
No, I'm not nervous. I mean... You know, I walk with God, and that situation going to be what it is. And it's nothing to worry about. I just got to, you know, focus on myself. And I really think out of that situation, I just can't get caught in situations like that. I'm not out looking to hurt nobody. I got a bunch of good things going on. There's no need for me to be caught in that situation like that.
He's been having a lot of issues. And if you guys remember, they did a documentary about him. But anyway... He did plead not guilty. The jury didn't rule in his favor. He's facing up to 15 years in prison.
For carrying a gun?
Yeah, a criminal possession of a weapon.
You said for carrying a gun like it wasn't in New York.
But you know, 15 years?
You know damn well how New York gun laws are.
I never heard no damn 15 years.
Well, he was charged with gun possession-related charges. It was possession of also controlled substance.
Oh.
They found 3 loaded firearms, 1 semi-automatic rifle, a bulletproof vest, and 2 bags of marijuana during a traffic stop.
You ain't say all that.
Ain't you the DA, son?
No, I'm definitely not the DA, son.
What your daddy was?
He was a police officer.
Okay, that sounded about 15 years worthy just now.
Jeez.
You're probably not going to get that, though.
They ain't say all that, though.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Now, let's talk about 50 Cent versus Young Buck. I don't know why this is just still going on. I thought that G-Unit had already made amends a while ago. Apparently not. Now, 50 Cent has been going at Young Buck. He posted, Young Buck is almost ready to drop his album. He worked hard on this project. I told him his personal choice to date a, can I say transsexual person?
What you mean?
You just said it.
Just want to
make
sure.
Term.
All right, well, I will confuse some of his core audience, but with the support of the LGBT, he should be fine. New heat coming soon.
Listen, I just want to say for a second, the LGBT community got people so shook, they don't even know if they should say the proper terms.
We don't know the proper terms.
Can I say transsexual person?
Well, I usually say, you know, trans woman, trans man. So,
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Woman.
I don't know either.
But
so,
I'm just saying.
We
should listen to Charlamagne.
No, I'm quoting exactly what 50
there you
wrote.
Go.
That's
you,
what it
you
was.
You can quote
so
that, but they listen
sure.
to Charlamagne. He don't know what to say.
Right. Okay, so.
I know what not to say.
Why are you holding your tea like that, yo?
Here is how Young Buck responded.
What's wrong with you?
Via social media.
All your little gay games you playing and all that old suck ass you doing around here on the social media, that don't work, homie. You trying to sabotage me, pull my music down, send ceases to desists everywhere, put up little posters and jokeful ass posters while you do weak ass behind my back and try to keep me tied to a contract. If you such a real, why don't you let me go? You understand what I'm saying? And we fight the battle like that. Line me up like Ja Rule. Go ball for ball with me.
Why Ja Rule name got to be brought up in this? He's minding his business,
little gay
celebrating
game.
His honeymoon.
Little gay games.
I mean,
crazy.
Celebrating his anniversary, his wedding anniversary.
Why did he say little gay games?
I don't know. I guess there's rumors about Young Buck.
Little gay games. Imagine what pinning tail on the donkey would be like.
Don't look at me. Look at Envy.
Don't look at me.
Duck.
Don't look
goose.
At me.
Don't look at me.
But I wouldn't say duck.
All right. Well,
what's wrong with you, man? Yo, you're a kinky. You got a kinky problem, man.
I don't want anybody to sabotage nobody, so let's just move on from this. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
What is wrong with you, man?
Nothing.
Look at Envy when you do that.
Something is wrong with you, man. Who are you looking at? Who are you giving that donkey to?
I want DeMonte Jackson to come to the front of the congregation because I don't think he understands the opportunity that he has to change his life. DeMonte Jackson is the man who tried to do a home invasion on Bun B and his wife, Queen. But he needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him.
All right, we'll get into that next.
He need to appreciate this blessing that he got.
All right, we'll get to that next. Keep it locked.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil.
Man. The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day for Thursday, April 25th, goes to DeMonte Jackson in Houston, Texas. Drop on the Clues Bombs for H-Town. And everybody that listens to us on 93.7 The Beat in Houston, what's happening?
Shout out to The Beat.
Now, DeMonte Jackson is in jail right now, charged with 2 counts of aggravated robbery and 1 count of burglary. I hope and pray DeMonte Jackson gets prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. I hope he gets every bit of prison time that the law in Houston can give him, because there's certain things, certain people who need to be protected at all costs in our culture, and Bernard Freeman is one of them. If you don't know who Bernard Freeman is, he's a rapper, an author, a teacher, a distinguished lecturer, professionally known as the OG Bun B. Drop on the clues bombs for Bun B, damn it. Let me tell you something, man. I am born and raised in Moss Corner, South Carolina, and I have been UGK positive since I heard Pocket Full of Stones in like 1992. All right, I worship at the house of Pimp C and Bun B. I know we talk about who the originators of trap music are. UGK may not have used the term trap, but Pocket Full of Stones is supposed to bubble. Feds in town, cocaine in the back of the ride. Those songs provided the soundtrack for young crack dealers in the South, so that was indeed trap music. All hail UGK now and forever. Drop on the clues bombs for UGK, damn it. Sadly, we lost Pimp C, but we still have Bun B. And after Tuesday's events, we need to be grateful this man is still in our presence physically. Now, before we get to that, I want to tell you a quick story. One of my first viral moments as a young radio jit was back in like 2005, and I was interviewing Bun B on Hot 103.9 in Columbia, South Carolina. Drop on the clues bombs for Hot 103.9. We're syndicated there.
Is that the station that fired you?
That is one of the stations that fired me. Salute to Chris Connors, but hey, hey, one time for the 803, that's home. All right? And he revealed during that interview with me in 05 that Pimp C was being released from prison that December, and this was October. And I remember this because Bun B was promoting his first solo album, Trill, that came out in October of 2005. And I remember allhiphop.com was the big hip-hop website in the culture at the time, and they ran that story, and they cited me as their source, and that was big for me back then, and I appreciated that. And the reason I'm telling you that story is because Bun B, during that interview, also said something to me that stuck with me. This is back in 2005. He was telling a story on the interview about people playing with him at his hotel. And he was saying people were knocking on his door and running away. And Bun B's exact words in that interview with me in 2005 was, "For anybody listening who's playing at my door, I didn't fly here to Columbia, I drove." If you understand that talk, then you have a proper understanding of life. And you will not be surprised by the story I'm about to tell you. And you will understand why this young boy, DeMonte Jackson, is getting donkey of the day. See, DeMonte Jackson, he tried the national treasure that is Bun B. DeMonte Jackson decided on Tuesday afternoon that he wanted to do a home invasion, but DeMonte Jackson picked the wrong house. Let's go to KHOU 11 CBS for the report, please.
The rapper's attorney told us today Bun B and his wife were home when the doorbell rang. She went to answer it because she was expecting a package. Houston police say DeMonte Jackson, wearing a mask and armed with a gun, forced his way into the home. Police say he was demanding stuff, so Bun B's wife offered up the keys to her car. Police say Bun B, who was upstairs, heard the commotion. He grabbed a gun and ended up confronting the guy in the garage. It turned into a gunfight before the guy ran off. As for DeMonte Jackson, police arrested him after he popped up at a hospital in Pearland trying to get help for the gunshot wound to his shoulder. The 20-year-old is charged with a trio of felonies. He will spend his time in jail tonight. He's expected to be back in court tomorrow morning.
Dropping the clues bombs for OG Bun B.
Absolutely.
All praises due to God for covering Bun B and his wife, Queen. Do we have Bun's lawyer talking? I'd like to hear that.
In an act of tremendous courage on her part, her fear this was someone here trying to target her husband. So she gave him the car keys and all the possessions she had. He insisted on going upstairs. She acted like she couldn't and pushed him to just take the car and leave.
Salute to Queen for protecting her king. All right, drop on the clues bombs for Queen, damn it. Okay. Queen, like, take the car, but you're not going to harm my king. By the grace of God, Bun B heard the commotion and was able to arm himself, which brings me to my second point. I will always fight for my right to keep and bear arms, okay? This is what the Second Amendment is all about, baby, all right? I have guns to protect and defend myself and my family against situations like this. Do we need some type of gun control in this country? Yes. Do we also need protection from people like DeMonte Jackson? Hell yes. So it's 2A all day for me, all right? Now, Bun B did exactly what he was supposed to do, and DeMonte Jackson learned the hard way that track 9 on Riding Dirty, That's Why I Carry, is more than a country rap tune. All right, Bun B told you that's why I pack my N-word, that's why I pray, because where I stay, I got to carry my mother effing gun every single day. All right. He tried to warn you mother effers back then. All right. That's why he carries. All right. Now, DeMonte, when you hear that record later in life, you will have a whole new appreciation for it. Now, it warmed my cold heart to hear that DeMonte wasn't targeting Bun B because I couldn't handle that. All right. I couldn't handle living in a world where good souls are getting targeted. All right. We just lost King Nipsey Hussle. So if someone was out here targeting the god Bun B, I couldn't handle that because it would just make me question the law of attraction even more because Bun B don't do nothing would give out positive vibes, mm-hmm. positive energy. How many interactions have you had with Bun B, Angela?
Too many to count.
Are they all positive?
Always.
Andrew, what about you?
Yeah, same with me. He's the only person I called to check on him yesterday. Like, he's a positive brother.
Listen, man, I'm realizing even though you can put out positive energy, that just won't stop from happening. I really wish I could curse right now, okay? But yes, sometimes happens, and all you do is, you know, just hope for the best but prepare for the worst, and thank God Bun B was prepared. And DeMonte Jackson, let me tell you something. God has another plan for you. Because you should be dead. All right, Bun B had every right to blow your brains out. You broke into that man's house, put a gun to his wife's head, then had a shootout with him in his garage. You should be deceased right now, but you're not. So I hope you take this opportunity to change the rest of your life. Bun B blessed you. All right, that little shot to the shoulder was a blessing, and your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. It was by chance that you broke into Bun B's house. It wasn't intentional that you were breaking into Bun B's house to specifically rob Bun B, but... You know, I pray you make an intentional change and learn from that error in your ways because the life you save by doing that will be your own. Because if you don't and you continue on the path you are on, you will end up in jail or dead. And clearly, God has a plan for you because you should be dead today. All right? Please let Remy Ma give DeMonte Jackson the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
Shout out to Bun B, man.
Yeah, Santa Queen. As well.
And to Queen as well. Absolutely.
DeMonte should be dead, though.
But yeah, he should.
He's not, so clearly God has another plan for him.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Donkey. Today, mm-hmm. when we come back, ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you need advice, relationship advice, call Yee right now. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue with its powerful V6 turbo engine. Well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Breakfast Club.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
I'm saying Anonymous.
All right, what's your question for Yee, Anonymous? Yes, we can.
All right. So I have a dilemma. When my boyfriend and I first started dating, we were going to, you know, do it in the car, and he pulled his pants down. Ooh. There was a foul odor. he didn't fart. He just, like, had took a dump and, like, didn't wipe his butt.
Hey!
So now we, like, live together, and whenever we're going to do it, I always, you know, I'm hesitant because he doesn't wipe his butt. So he always has a foul odor, and, you know, he always has dookie stains on his boxers.
So, those skid marks, that's what they call them.
Yes, skid marks. So how do you tell your man, like, babe, can you please wipe your ass?
Is he a grown man or a baby wearing a diaper? That is disgusting. First of all,
don't judge that man.
I'm going to tell you. Oh, is this Envy we're talking about here?
You mean, is this Gia? Don't judge that man.
No.
All right, so first of all, do y'all have wet wipes in the bathrooms in the house?
I think I need to keep him there, but that doesn't mean he'll use them.
You got to help him out, man, because there's no way he don't smell the doo-doo coming out his butt when he pulls his pants down, number one. Number two, you might have to tell him you got to get up in there when you wipe yourself and wipe yourself good. And you might have to buy him some wet wipes to carry with him when he goes places and tell him to use those when he uses the bathroom, because this is not something that you can dance around. You have to be direct about this hygiene.
She's right.
But I'm not his mama, though.
Embarrass him one time.
You're going to have to tell him. Because you know what? If you don't say something, you're going to just end up having to smell doo-doo every time you have sex.
Yeah, I can't do that.
So just tell him. Be like, babe, look at your underwear. Do you see this? You're not wiping yourself well. Are you getting up in the hole?
So you have doo-doo stains on your sheets, too, huh?
No, I would never.
If it's in his underwear, it's in the sheets.
But why? you gotta point it out, because if you don't say anything, then are you just having sex and enduring the smell?
Oh, girl, I don't go down there. Like, I won't go down on him a lot because of that. Like, I'm always afraid. Like, I don't want to get doo-doo in my mouth.
Why is it so hard to tell a man his ass stink?
I don't know, but you could get, can't you get E. coli or something?
I mean, if you're eating the ass. I can't wait till he asks you to eat his ass.
I don't want to, I don't want to hurt his ego, that's it.
Well, girl, I don't want you to get some type of disease either, a bacteria infection.
That's true.
This is for his own good. First of all, if you're doing laundry sometimes, you don't want to have to touch that and clean that, right?
Right.
And this is for his own benefit. This is to help him out in his life. You got to show him, look, baby, these are wet wipes. Now, me and you were having this conversation. Don't be embarrassed, because we could talk about anything. And trust me, if you're having sex with this man, I'm protected. You should be able to tell him his ass stinks and he's not wiping himself.
Goodness gracious.
If you can do that and you can lay up with him and do all of that, then you should be able to communicate with him and tell him, babe, you need to clean your butt.
It's gonna be so funny when you tell him. It's gonna be so funny when you tell him his butt stinks, and he was like, "Man, I was thinking the same thing about your poom poom."
And guess what she would do? Wipe her poom poom with a wet wipe.
You said you ate crap.
Who ate crap? You the one eating crap. Don't you dare say I ate crap.
Thank you, Mama.
And listen. This is a time when you got to be direct and be like, look. You know, I don't know if you're just not wiping yourself right, but there's these stains in your underwear, and sometimes I could smell it. So I just want to say, you got to wipe yourself better. Here's some wet wipes every time you go to the bathroom. And you shouldn't even have sex with him until after he showers. But if he's not cleaning his butthole in the shower either, and then getting
out. Why you say butthole like that?
I don't know what I'm supposed to say on the radio.
Just say his butt. Just cleaning his butt.
Showers in retirement.
I will say, I've been with my wife 21 years. And I do remember a time about 14, 15 years ago where she went down and she was like, hey, man, you need to go take a shower or something. Cause,
hey, man.
You know.
And you appreciated it.
Yeah. I went there. Maybe I didn't wipe properly. I don't know what it was, but she told me. It didn't hurt my feelings. I just went and took a shower.
Is this a common issue between men? Like, I don't understand.
I don't think it was a common
issue. It's happened to me before, once or twice, three times, four times, five times. It happened to me before.
Yeah. So that's why you got to point it out. One day, y'all will laugh about it, and hopefully that day that y'all are laughing, his butt will be clean.
But you got to embarrass him. Pick up the underwear and be like, what's this? And then let him see the doo-doo stains, and he'll get embarrassed, and he'll never do it again.
I like that.
You know what I mean?
That's perfect.
And check your sheets, because I bet you got doo-doo stains on your sheets.
Yeah.
I bet you.
Envy knows, trust me.
Shut up. Tap to me once or twice.
Put those skin marks in his face.
See, you go too far. Thank you, Mama.
How do you like it?
Thank you.
That's some young boy stuff, though, because, you know, like, that's one of the reasons. After I do a number two, I do go take a shower.
Except if you're at work.
Yeah, if I'm at work, but then it's not like I'm going home and like me and my wife gonna get right to it. I don't want to go home smelling like
you
the
should
day.
Never poo and then have sex right after.
Hell
if
no.
If you can take a shower.
I know, we don't want your muddy butt up here either. You better wipe better, bro. All right. Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, hit Ye now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Ye. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Bree out of Houston, Texas.
Bree, what's up?
Hey, good morning.
Morning, Bree.
What's up? What's your question for Ye?
Yes, Ye. So I've been with my child's father since I was 19 years old. I'm going on 25 now. And it's always been a financial, you know, issue between the both of us. He helps with our kids physically. You know, I have to ask, which I think is messed up. You know, we're both parents. They're both of our responsibility. So I don't feel like I should have to ask. And anytime we get into any type of argument, you know, he'll threaten to quit. He only keeps a job long enough to get, you know, paid one time.
What?
So my question is, you know, my kids, they love to see us together. We've been off and on these past 5-6 years. We're kind of in a situation now where I let him move in so that he could be around his children. And he's not helping me financially, and I'm just starting to get frustrated, you know, because he's in my house, he's eating my food, he's using my toilet paper, etc. And
not contributing.
My kids are happy, but I'm not happy, you know?
Mm-hmm. And if you're not happy, I mean, this is your relationship. Why can't he still be a good father and the kids still be happy, but you be happy also, right?
Well, the situation is he lives where he's from, where his family is from. They're about 8 hours away from me. That's why I allow him to move in, because mm-hmm. otherwise he comes up with all these excuses why he can't be in our kids' life.
Is this somebody that you see yourself marrying, or does this continue to be an off and on situation?
You know, his faith in God is what really brought me close to him, because, you know, it's rare that I'm 24. It's rare that you meet someone your age who has the faith that you do. And with that being said, that's what makes me want to marry him. But the fact that he doesn't help me out financially, you know, it scares me into making that commitment.
Right, because you don't want to have to be the one that's the only responsible one. And it also is disrespectful that he's not even concerned about the fact that you have to hold him down financially all the time, and he's barely doing anything. And these are his kids, too. Whether or not he loves you and wants to be with you shouldn't even matter, because he should be most concerned about taking care of his family, his children, his flesh and blood.
Yes, ma'am.
And what kind of character does that show about a person?
Yes, you know, I don't want my sons to grow up. I have twin boys and a daughter, and I don't want them to grow up thinking that the woman is supposed to do everything.
Mm-hmm. And it's not even like you're saying, oh, you need more money. You're saying he's not doing anything financially, and then you have to ask him for it when these are his responsibilities. I think, first of all, he needs to learn how to take care of himself as an adult male. Right. And be able to get his own place, pay his own bills. I understand that you want to make sure that he's there for the kids, because the kids love their father and you never want them to feel like anything's wrong. You want them to love their dad. You want them to see a healthy relationship. But is this a healthy relationship that they're seeing?
Right. You're right, Ye. Thank you so much for your time.
Maybe you cutting the cord and making him handle his own business will force him to become a man, become an adult, become the father that he's supposed to be, because right now you're enabling him.
You know, I hope so, Ye. For me, like I said, I'm just trying to put the kids first, and I wanted them to have their father in their life. And, mm-hmm. you know, this was pretty much the only way to get him to be there consistently, like I said.
Right. But you're unhappy.
Yeah.
And should you have to sacrifice your... Yeah, your kids are happy. You're unhappy. And he's going to have to learn how to be a man and step it up, honestly. And the only way that he'll be able to do that is if he's forced to do it, it seems like. You're just letting him come there, stay with you, making things easy, and I get it. Like, we make sacrifices, mm-hmm. and you're making those sacrifices for your children, but you're also sacrificing yourself, and you're also not really setting a great example.
Okay.
You know, so hopefully he'll work it out, and if it matters as much to him as it matters to you, which it should, then he's going to mm-hmm. have to be a real man.
Okay. I just, you know, I fear... My kids, they're at an age where they can talk and communicate with me, you know, and they'll tell me that they miss him. And so that's my biggest fear, is mm-hmm. just having to cut that cord. And then, you know, they're upset. And, you know, of course, I'm gonna be the one that they lash out on, because I'll be the only one who's present.
Right. Well, he should be present still. That's on him. Like, he needs to be present for his kids. Hopefully he loves his kids enough that he'll make sure that he is. But he's got to get it together.
Okay. Thank
you can't
so
have
much, Angela.
If not, he's just another kid that you have.
Right, yeah. I have a fourth kid, but...
Right.
And I don't want that. I don't want to marry, you know, my fourth son or whatever.
That sounds terrible. That's not legal. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's illegal.
No. All right, Bree. Good luck to you, man. Right. I hope y'all work
Thank
it
you
out.
So much. All right.
Good luck,
mama.
God bless. Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. Now, we got rumors on the way, Ye?
Yes, let's talk about herpes. Find out what major, major festival has led to a herpes uptick.
All right. That's a good festival.
My goodness.
You know, hey, listen, it's not a good time unless you catch a disease you can't cure.
No.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne
yes,
the God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Know we about to get into? Herpes.
All right.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Okay.
Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Herp alert. Okay, according to Herp Alert, which is an online diagnosis and treatment website for herpes, they said because of Coachella, there's been a huge spike in people looking to get treated for herpes surrounding that music festival.
So
they said Ariana Grande was the headliner, as you know. Okay. So they said they usually handle about 12 cases a day, but during the first 2 days of Coachella, they serviced almost 250 patients.
That just means all those people already had herpes. They were just having an outbreak the weekend of Coachella. I don't like the stigma that herpes has, too, by the way. First of all, drop on the clues bombs for herpes. I'm dead serious about this. Because two-thirds of the world's population has herpes. So that means a lot of our listeners, a lot of our friends, a lot of our family, people in this room have herpes. I don't like the negative stigma.
Is it two-thirds or one-third?
What did I say?
You said two-thirds
of the world. I thought it was one-third.
Nah, two-thirds of the world's population.
But is it like genital herpes or some form of herpes?
I have no idea. Okay. I just know that two-thirds of the world population
has herpes.
Because
you can have a cold sore, and that is considered a form of herpes. There's a lot of different types.
67% of the global population infected with herpes simplex virus type 1. Which one is type 1?
I think that might be oral. Is it?
Listen, the herpes is the herpes.
We don't know.
All
There's
I'm
a lot
saying
of
is,
types.
Salute, the herpes, salute to all our listeners out
when
there
you get
with
the
herpes.
Chicken pox and you get, what is it called, shingles after that? Isn't that herpes?
You're asking the wrong person.
I have
person
no
here.
Idea. But, you know, people say there's cures for herpes. Like, a lot of these holistic doctors will tell you that they Not know to how to cure it. Herpes because they say herpes is just it's a skin disease, basically.
Mm-hmm. All right.
The moral of the story is salute to everybody out there with herpes. We appreciate you. Listen to Sip.
Yeah, shingles Listen is a form of herpes. All right. Now let's talk about Gary Owen. He's in trouble, and that's because he posted, if Portland's coach could say the N-word, that was the perfect time. This N-word just hit that ish. Wow. So people were upset about him writing the N-word and saying that on social media. Now, Gary Owen was just on The Breakfast Club, and I definitely want to get your guys' thoughts. He was also on Brilliant Idiots, and here's what he said.
Taylor said something that I don't agree with. She said white people could not say anything with the igger at the end.
Trigger?
That's what I'm saying. Jigger?
What about, like, if you're just trying to figure out a problem? Like, let me figure it out. Figures.
Yeah.
Figures, right. Hidden figures.
Yeah.
You know what was in that? A bunch of talented actresses.
I thought
that was a great joke.
Yeah, that was
yeah,
a good joke.
A good joke. Some people are like, you guys, clever. He's a comedian, relax. But some people are saying, oh, cookout invite retracted. And that's why we can't let white folks into the culture and things like that. So he's married to a black woman. And some people say that he uses that. And I don't know.
I've never heard Gary use the N-word.
Me neither. Yeah, he just wrote out N-word, like N, and then he wrote word.
And he didn't say I'm not making it. You know what, Gary, give Gary all the smoke y'all want. I don't give a damn. If y'all want to cancel Gary, fine.
Stop it, man. Gary's a good dude, man.
Fine. Damn, I thought that was your friend. If you want to cancel him, fine.
He's still going to be my friend, but if y'all want to cancel him, fine.
Gary's a good dude. Leave
just
Gary
tell me
alone.
What day y'all canceling him so I can talk to him the next day.
All right, now Lizzo is going to be in Hustlers alongside Cardi B and Jennifer Lopez. So congratulations to Lizzo. She's been making major waves. She had a number one album on iTunes. Now, she also did admit that she did slip into Drake's DMs. While she was drunk, she was on with Busy Phillips on Busy Tonight, and here's what she said.
I used to slide into DMs, the old me, but now we have that new feature where you can unsend it, because none of them ever read it, so I just unsent it.
Like who?
I slid into Drake's DMs, but it was bold. I was drunk, and I was just like, this motherfucking sick. And I sent him a DM, and then this was a while ago, and then I unsent it, and then, like, he followed me after that. But he liked my song. He liked Truth Hurt.
Now, I don't think I've ever met Lizzo. Maybe I have, maybe I haven't. I don't remember.
I've seen her perform.
I haven't met her.
She's dope.
I want to drop on the clues bombs for Lizzo because Lizzo called somebody in this room an F-boy.
Yeah, she did.
After calling him gay. Put the mic to Drum's lips real quick, Envy.
There you go.
Drum. Anything?
Yes.
What happened now with Lizzo?
What do you mean?
She called you an F-boy, right?
We're having a conversation. She called me an F-boy.
She said she was flirting with you.
I don't know. She said she usually ends up dating a lot of F-boys. I asked her to describe an F-boy, and she told me I was an F-boy.
Oh. Okay, so she could
date. And she called you gay. Why she call you gay?
Because I suppose I was DJing at a gay club, and somebody requested a song, and that's the first time I ever heard of it was there, and it, like, everything popped off when I played the song, and then she tried to say that I was gay after that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I call you gay every day, so I can understand why she would say that.
All right, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Lizzo, this is her Rolling Stone. She did a Rolling Stone shoot.
No, Lizzo is a great artist. I like Lizzo a lot. She's going to get Lizzo. We're going to get her up here on the Breakfast Club.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, now let's talk about T-Pain. He was on his Instagram Live, and you know what? People are crazy for saying really inappropriate things, and he had to respond to somebody commenting about his brother's death.
My brother just died February 5th, bro. And this man just told me I let my brother die because Lord of the hospital mercy. After I paid $2.2 million to the hospital. And he told me that if I would have paid more money, then my brother would still be alive. Money don't fix everything, bro. You don't even know how my brother died. I paid $2.2 million. He got out of the hospital, was living his life. He had just got back to walking. He was walking on his walker in my mama's house. He slipped up, his leg gave out, and he hit his head on the kitchen counter, and his brain started bleeding, and he went brain dead, and then he died. How can money fix that, my?
He should not explain that.
Listen, y'all gonna get enough of explaining yourselves to a bunch of people who don't want to do nothing but get a reaction out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Stop reacting to these fools on social media.
Right. No, I agree. That's your brother.
He should not explain that.
I didn't tell you anything. But he explained it, so, you know, just
vent
so
to
you
your therapist.
Know.
Vent to your wife, your girlfriend, your homeboy. Don't get on social media giving that to the world for what?
I guess he tried to clear it up, but he shouldn't have to explain that.
Right.
Not at all.
You know what? People just shouldn't say stupid stuff. How about that?
I would have never seen the comment that the person said to T-Pain.
Well, he saw it.
You know what I'm saying?
But I
hear the reaction. So that's a classic example of the dog barking at the moon, but it not becoming news until the moon barks back at the dog.
Well, he probably heard that before and it bothered him.
Yeah, and I think that if something like that bothers you and you want to say exactly what happened, nothing wrong with that.
Vent to your therapist, your wife, your girlfriend, your friends. Not these fools on social media. They don't exist.
All right, now I just want to also shout out Dr. Oz. He's actually going to have Meek Mill and Michael Rubin on the show today.
Dope.
And they're going to be talking about their initiative Reform Alliance. So if you guys want to check that out, you can see Michael Rubin and Meek Mill. Shout out to Michael Rubin, man. Our Brooklyn Nets had a great season. We did end up not making it after these initial games with the 76ers, but we did still have a great season. And Michael Rubin was very gracious.
He's been talking so tough, man, but I can't say nothing back because both the New York teams are trash. They're not there anymore, so.
Brooklyn Nets are not trash.
Relax
with all that. I can't comment on the Knicks, but the Nets are definitely not trash.
Knicks are trash.
Oh, okay.
FYI, Dr. Delvina Thomas just emailed me and said, hi, shingles is not herpes. It is reactivated. Varicella, the virus that causes chicken pox.
Oh, I looked it up just now and it said it is a form, but it's not the same oral herpes or genital herpes.
I'm just telling you what the doctor said.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Revolt, of course, is not here. They are off for this week. They'll be back next week, maybe. And everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Celebrate 25 years of moving the culture forward at the 2019 Essence Festival presented by Coca-Cola, July 4th through the 7th in New Orleans. Featuring performances by Missy Elliott, Mary J. Blige, Nas, Her, among 50 more. Register for free events and buy tickets at EssenceFestival.com.
Everybody, is DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Shout out to Schoolboy Q for joining us this morning.
Yes, sir. Crash Talk will be out tonight at midnight.
That's right. So shout out to Schoolboy Q. I'm mad I missed that interview, but I'm definitely going to be checking out that album tonight.
Okay, all right.
And also, when we come back, we got the positive notes. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let me shout out to Bun B again. Now, if you haven't heard, somebody tried to rob Bun B and his wife at his house, you know, came in, tried to do a home invasion. And long story short, Bun B got his gun. They got into a shootout, and the guy was shot in the shoulder.
Yeah, it's called Second Amendment rights, the right to keep and bear arms. This is why I will always fight for my Second Amendment rights. Maybe it's the South Carolina in me, but I am 2A all day. Yes, I do believe that we need gun control in this country, but I know how to control my gun very well. Okay, so
as you should, and anybody should who is at the age of 21 and that doesn't have a record, you should definitely get a licensed gun to protect yourself.
And get your wife a licensed gun.
Let your wife go to the gun range.
Mm-hmm. Teach your wife how to protect yourself.
With guns.
Really? No, I have one. My wife has one. My my oldest kids know how to shoot. Just in case, you never know.
Yep.
Never know.
I guess I get nervous. I see all these like accidents and stuff like that. That could happen in the home.
But it's like anything else. You got to learn to respect it. You got to learn how to maintain it. You got to learn, you know, you got... I just
didn't grow up with guns around me at all.
My dad was a police officer.
Brooklyn, and you ain't grow up with guns around?
Well, not legal ones.
Oh. Guns...
I've only seen bad things happen.
Guns are power. And so, like, with any kind of power comes great responsibility.
And respect.
And that's just all. You got to learn to be responsible with your weapon. And, I mean, Bun B clearly showed the responsibility of owning a gun. And that is what guns are for. For those moments like that. God forbid, none of us are ever in those situations.
Right.
But in case that we are, you're prepared. And Bun B was prepared. So salute to Bun B.
Absolutely. All right. Leave us on a positive note.
The positive note is simply this, man. You're always one decision away from a totally different life.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Y'all finished or y'all done?
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.